Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
You gotta normalize these three-day weekends, I think.
Oh, I did so much yesterday.
Did you?
So much.
Yeah, we need to normalize this. We got quite a bit done as well, and it was just nice to have that extra day to get everything accomplished. How do we make this happen?
I don't know who we have to petition, if there's a letter we need to write to our congressmen or women. I'm down, though. I'm down to get it started.
You down to clown?
I feel so much better today than I usually do on Monday.
A little more refreshed,
relaxed. I don't know
if
y'all feel the same, but I just feel accomplished.
I feel like I have a certain goal, glow to me right now.
Yeah, like I adulted like the best of them this weekend. Like I did so many, I cleaned my floors, like scrubbed.
Oh, stop it. This show just got incredibly sexy right off the bat.
I just
Hold
feel
on.
Like if we had an extra day to do stuff, I could do all the fun stuff on the other two
days.
You
could Cinderella your house?
Yes, and then Monday could be totally dedicated to getting my life in order.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, that's pretty solid, Katie.
It was such a good weekend.
Yeah,
good
pretty one. Solid. Yeah. Josh, tell us about that Star Wars event you were at.
It was one of the sweetest things I've ever experienced. So on Friday night, I dressed up, got in my nice clothes, and took the GF down to Betcher Hall. And we saw a Star Wars symphony with the Colorado Symphony, and it was unreal. Like, the amount of Star Wars fans there, the amount of people that were just there because they like the actual series of movies. One of the coolest things I've ever experienced. Not only right when you walk in are you greeted by stormtroopers, which
All
was
right.
awesome, but you also got the opportunity to take pictures with, like, R2-D2, Boba Fett, and many other characters of the Star Wars galaxy. So we sit down in Betcher Hall, and what they essentially did was you watch the entire movie of Return of the Jedi, but there's no soundtrack to it at all. They played the entire movie from start to finish. I had never seen anything like this. Usually if you go to a symphony or a concert, you know, they play for a little bit, do a nice little, you know, 30-minute intermission, and then come back and play some more. This was the entire soundtrack. So the entire movie that you were watching, every sound thing that you heard other than the actual dialogue was what they were playing. The director directed for 2.5 hours. I was like, I've never
Sorry,
seen anything like
tired.
That's okay. I was almost distracted by that.
One, yeah. Two, three.
Like for the entire 2.5 hours of the movie, I was distracted by thinking of this guy's got to be exhausted.
Yeah. He's jacked.
You know what? I couldn't tell he was in Star Wars robes. He was in Jedi clothes. So I was like, okay, first of all,
just the right
major,
arm, though.
Yeah, major props
arms
to you.
Are strong
oh no,
on this
he
one.
Was doing both arms, Katie. This guy
okay,
was going at it for 2.5 hours.
Oh yeah, he's
and
jacked.
It was so funny because at the end of the entire symphony, he has like I didn't even notice this has like his bath towel and he dabbed his whole head and his face and I was like, this guy's probably drenched in sweat.
Oh,
I didn't
yeah.
even think of that. It was.
Oh, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute since I've been able to play that.
Yeah, that was good.
Well, that's cute. So you went with Princess Pilot?
I did, and we all know I'm a Star Wars nerd, and my birthday is coming up, and so this was the only weekend that they were able to do it, so it was a little bit of an early birthday present, but...
Oh, that was nice of her.
It was so sweet of her. She knows I'm a Star Wars nerd. I had the time of my life. We went
did
out to dinner
up?
Beforehand.
They both did.
Well,
he
we dressed.
Great.
Yeah, we dressed up, like, nicely. We didn't dress up in, like...
Oh, darn, you didn't wear, like, costumes.
No, but
no,
they,
oh, that's a bummer.
You looked fabulous,
So you
though.
Think Symphony, nice. You need to dress up and kind of wear like
sure.
your nicer
yeah.
clothes. We were probably the nicest dressed couple there. That being said, I mean, everybody brought like their kids to this, which I thought was really cool. First
yeah.
of all, you're bringing your kids to a symphony and they get to hear really good music. But on top of that, like they were dressed up as the Luke and the Leias and the
That's
Darth Vaders.
Cute.
And I loved that. It made me
want to. And a Jawa?
Yo, a lot of Jawas. Yes, you could actually meet a Jawa, which was cool. But I like that they brought their kids. And on top of that, I wanted to go home and change into my Jedi clothes. I was like, oh, I wear way overdressed.
Oh, let's go cosplay,
I can't
babe.
Wait to go home and change into my stormtrooper outfit.
I wanted to bring my lightsaber.
A little short to be a stormtrooper, right?
Oh,
that's a line
that's
from the
a
movie,
line.
Katie. All right, guys, it's time for your Mix 100 sports report really quick. This story out this morning talking about pickleball courts across the Denver Metro continuing to see record demand with the Parks Department's reportedly struggling to keep up with the requests for more court space. Neighborhoods also are fighting with the city because of noise complaints coming from the pickleball that has become so extremely popular. It's definitely moved from a retirement hobby to a full cultural takeover.
Yeah. Well, and
everybody's playing it.
What's, I think, upsetting to a lot of people who have been outside, who've been playing outside, is it is taking over the outdoor hockey rinks. Mm-hmm. A lot of basketball courts are being taken over by pickleball courts. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is where the frustration lies, is it's like, find your own court, homie. Like,
exactly,
you ain't got to
right?
take ours, you know? Like,
yeah.
Come on.
And it's not just the elderly out there trying to get some exercise. They say it's for full-on young professionals,
oh, yeah.
couples, families, and entire friend groups that are organizing these pickleball leagues, and they're training like they're going to play it in the Olympics.
I know.
So, I know. Baby Nana, your daughter's doing
yes.
it, right?
And it's a little easier to do than, like, full-on tennis or, you know, something like
yeah,
that. So I
right.
can see why
you
everybody...
You can just stand there and swing.
Well, no, everybody like... And it is fun to do, but I think that, yeah, there just needs to be a little bit of, you know, like, let's get a... Some kind of rules, some regulations when it comes to what kind of course you can take. We should.
A pickleball czar.
Pickleball czar. The pickle czar.
Yeah.
What are we going to call him?
The pickle czar.
He's the
pickle czar. That's perfect.
Pee czar. It's my dog Pee czar over there. Pickle czar.
Yeah. So yeah. I do think maybe some rules and regulations can help, but yeah. I understand, like, it's a fun thing to play.
It
really,
really
is.
Is.
You know?
It is.
I get it.
From pickleball to the Boulder, Josh.
Yes. Over the weekend, actually yesterday, the largest event happening in Boulder, as over 130,000 people
wow.
strolled, ran, walked, crawled their way up there for the massive Boulder 10K. 53,000 participants and then 80,000 spectators, excuse me, made their way up there for the annual Boulder race. And I love looking at the times for the international pros that are the ones that come from all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
they
yeah.
want to finish this race
they're
as
serious.
Fast as possible.
I love off the air, Josh was reading the times. He's like, oh my God, they finished this in 10 minutes.
Like, see, that's the thing. Like, I was like, how did he do this
six
so quickly?
Miles yeah. in 10 minutes?
I was like, this guy's freaking driving.
Yeah.
What is going on? No, so Patrick Kiptu Kiprop, I hope I'm pronouncing
love
that correctly.
Yeah.
He was the first overall finisher with 28:35, which is still under a half hour
yeah.
running 6 miles-ish. That is unbelievable.
That's a sprint, man.
You're literally sprinting yeah. for 6 straight miles. I can't imagine doing that. I mean, Katie, you're the runner here, and
yeah.
you like to run all the time. How? What's your fastest mile?
I'm like 11 minutes and 30 seconds on my mile, so I'm
see,
not
and that's
sprinter.
A lot of huffing and puffing.
I am, oh, my God.
And then she lays
breathe.
In the grass.
I do.
Oh, my God.
Not for like a whole song. I got to catch my breath.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Not kidding. So I am just so impressed with people who can do this Boulder.
Well, yeah, and it's one of those things. There's the international, the pros, but then there's also just the normies, us out there, and they
yeah.
can walk it or run it or
yeah.
stop
hard
at every
pass.
Beer station on the way there.
So we were watching some of the coverage on the TV, and you know they had everybody lining up there at the starting line, starting gate or whatever you call it. Nicole's like, we got to get back up there, just take the kids and go do this. And then they said go, and there was, you know, thousands of people running, and I looked at her. I was like, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I was like, there's no chance in hell
yeah.
that I'm gonna go up there. This looks horrible.
Yeah,
I was like, look at this crowd right now. Everybody's probably in their 20s. She's like, well, there's one bald guy. I was like, there's one guy on the screen out of about 4,500 people that they're showing.
Yeah,
that every one of them's in their 20s. I go, I'm not doing this.
Well,
I'm not going to go do this. I'm like, look at the crowds. Look at the ages of everybody. And I'll go, now try to go find a porta potty in that mess.
I know.
Oh, you're screwed.
That's
yeah.
the thing. There are ages the whole
I
range.
Know. She told me the different ways.
There is. Well, and even that, like, I saw there's, like, someone in their 90s who's competed
yeah.
in a Boulder every year since she was, like, you know, whatever. So there is an entire range of people who do it.
It's not
you know?
For me.
Yeah.
I go into full dad mode. I'm like, look at that crowd.
Yeah.
Look at where all the porta potties are. You know there's not enough.
Yeah.
And parking.
Well, parking, and also, like, people, when they're doing that, everyone's in their own little world. So imagine 60,000 people
oh, yeah.
running in their own little world. What could happen?
Again, I won't be a Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
I get it. I get the appeal. I get
yeah.
the excitement.
And to say you did it. Like, that's the thing.
And to say you did it, she's done it.
Yeah.
Vignac
finishing
has at done
Folsom
it.
Field, that's pretty
she's
cool.
She's done it. She's
yeah.
ran in. She got her beer and her hot dog and all that crap. But for me, I'm like, let's go walk Park Meadows.
That's more your speed.
That's more my speed, I think. I didn't watch a second of this weekend, but people are talking about it online, the American Music Awards.
Oh, yeah.
I guess Billy Idol came out at the end of it and just blew the roof off the place. Unfortunately, viewers had to wait about 3 hours to see Billy. But the good news is this morning you can find all the recaps on the socials. Anyway, he accepted a Lifetime Achievement Award and closed out the show with two songs, Eyes Without a Face and Dancing With Myself. And the crowd was just on their feet moving like crazy. Aww. No question, dude still has it.
Oh, yeah.
Still has
it. I love that for him. So I got to interview him not too long ago.
That's right.
I got to go backstage at Red Rocks and talk to him in like the most iconic place.
It still looks good, too.
Insane. But he such a down-to-earth guy for being the level of rock star that he is and the things that he's seen and done. He still just like looked at me the entire time we talked. A lot of artists, like, you know, they're busy, they got other things going on, they're not really paying attention to you, but I swear he and I were the only two people on the entire planet.
You had a moment.
And there were two other people in the room with us, and he's still like, I felt like he and I were one.
KD.
So, yeah.
He's like, I was in the wedding singer, KD.
I know, and that's what I said. I was like, I loved you in The Wedding Singer.
Yes, I know. It's the greatest movie of all time.
But he appealed to a whole new generation because of that.
Absolutely.
So, good on Billy Idol for making waves today.
What else happened? I mean, it was Billy Idol, and then 1998 exploded. Hootie and the Blowfish were there.
What?
New Kids on the Block. The Pussycat Dolls.
I saw that.
What the, what is going on? What's that nostalgia thing, I think, going on in the retro feel? So maybe that's why they did it. Keith Urban was there and did a version of Seals and Crofts classic Summer Breeze. That's going back to the 70s, isn't it? Anyway, Bieber was there, won Best Male Pop Artist. Sabrina won Best Female Pop Artist.
I love that.
And, I know parents everywhere love this song. Golden from the K-pop Demon Hunters won Song of the Year.
It better.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, it better.
It better.
Jeez.
As much as it is played.
We should play it more.
This weekend, The Mandalorian and Grogu won the box office with a solid $100 million. But even though it made that much, the critics and the Star Wars franchise people, the Disney people, are saying it's basically a flop.
Yeah, everyone hates it.
I saw it. I liked it.
Did you?
They say
it
still end up being the worst opening for a Star Wars movie in the Disney era. I was reading an entire thing about this weekend, and they are just really pointing to fan fatigue with Star Wars. Like, everybody's just kind of burnout on it.
Yeah.
And everything that they're releasing is just kind of ho-hum. Like, they're just throwing crap out,
you know,
throwing slop.
What's a bummer about that is I remember watching some behind-the-scenes footage from the old Star Wars, like the Lucas days, the George Lucas days, and they would train and work on things for years leading up to actual filming. Now it just feels like they throw it out every 3 weeks. You know, they throw out some new Star Wars.
You're
right. And look, I'm like the number one fan of Star Wars, but it is fatigue. You're spot on there.
Yeah. and then I get to play this for you.
Yes!
Talk about nostalgia.
I don't think I'll ever make it on time.
General Mills is bringing Saved by the Bell characters from the halls of Bayside High to the cereal aisle. They're going to be throwing the characters up on Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cheerios, Lucky Charms. The list goes on and on. With Zach Morris, Kelly Kapowski, Slater, Jesse. Screech is not on my list. I don't know. There was that whole adult film industry thing.
I get it, but he's like a huge
Minor
part
details.
Of that franchise. You can't just forget
you know
about
what?
Him. I know he's passed and made
Do your
rest,
own research.
But
I hope Screech is on
there.
Anyway, they're really pushing the box tops for education. Remember that? They've been doing that for like 30 years where you could mail in the box tops of these cereal boxes and General Mills would donate to schools. Like over the past 30 years, I think they've done something like $1 billion for schools. And this is just kind of a re-energizing of that program, and they're throwing all the Saved by the Bell characters on there because I mean that oozes school, right?
Do you remember I had Ziploc bags full of those box tops, like so many box tops.
Yeah, I remember doing that, and you'd go to your teacher.
Like I'd go to my grandma's house and get her box tops.
We did that too.
Yeah. Like she saved the box tops for us.
You went to Katie's grandma's house?
Yes, for years.
Yeah, she's a big fan of Josh.
I'm excited about that. More Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah.
What's going on locally?
Okay, remember when we talked about that car parking garage that, you know, it was it sunk in, remember?
Oh,
back
in
March this happened. So that parking garage collapsed down in the downtown area. There are still cars in there from that. I know. So aww. The parking garage owner says it's unsafe to remove the cars that are close to where the actual garage collapsed. So that's why some of them are still there. But the people who own their cars are kind of out of luck at the moment. So a woman named Michelle, she was the source of this story, but she is dealing with that reality. And she says her Lexus is one of the cars that are stuck in this parking garage. And she says she still has to make her car payment. Well, it's up there since March, still paying for insurance, and she has to pay for a rental car. Here's the thing. The person who owns that parking garage is out of Florida, and they're not helping people a whole lot. So she says she's got like emails and phone calls into this parking garage owner to try and do something with her car. She's not getting any kind of communication back for him.
That's got to be so frustrating.
I know. Could you imagine?
I don't want to imagine.
I know.
That.
And she says she's
I'd be calling the strong arm. Like, where's Frank Azar?
Exactly. Even with her own insurance, like she's not, because they're trying to deal with the company's insurance, obviously.
Yeah,
the
I saw the story. It's like, yeah. It's just not safe to go back in there and get these cars, so they're trying to figure out how to get them out.
Yes, but in the meantime,
without the whole place collapsing.
Yes, but this person who does not have a car,
she doesn't have a car,
and she doesn't even know her insurance can't move forward without the person
the
who owns
fine.
The parking garage. Yeah, so they're like, we're not going to pay for a car if it's not totaled out.
Well, yeah.
And the parking garage owner's like, well, I'm not going to do anything until my insurance. So it is such a cluster.
Man.
We feel for the people dealing with it. But yeah, that's the latest as far as that one. And then a good story because Yelp's Elite Top 100 Barbecue in the USA list came
out. Now you got me.
Yes. So we do have a spot in Colorado that made the top 25. Avery Barbecue in Boulder was the highest on the list. I don't know if you're
going to try it. I haven't had it.
I love barbecue. So as soon as I saw that one, I also was like, yes, please. We have a few closer to home, too, further down the list.
I've been to the Avery Brewing Company.
Have you? Oh, Avery Brewing with the beer. Okay, yes.
I've had that. Oh, my God, if I scroll back in my Instagram, there's probably a picture of it.
Okay.
I have had that barbecue sandwich with the fries. That's a solid sandwich.
Okay, so you agree.
That place is a must. If you're up in Boulder, go to the Avery Brewing Company and get yourself a cold one and some of their barbecue.
There you go.
They've got the smokers outside and everything, so you can smell it as you're walking up.
Yeah.
That place is money.
Well, Yelp readers will agree with you there.
That's good.
So that is number 25 on the list. We have further down Uncle Henry. In Denver.
Uncle Henry.
That's ranked at number 40. And then we also have Scooter's Smokehouse Barbecue.
Scooter!
Coming in at number 97. So
did everyone just visualize a dog dragging their butt across the carpet? That's the only thing I think of when you say Scooter.
When
really?
I'm thinking of barbecue, my mind's elsewhere.
Sorry,
but,
Scooter.
In case you're wondering, number one on that list
is
all the way in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, come on.
Lil Miss Barbecue is the name of that.
Go to
joint,
Avery.
In case you want to check it out. But time for one more.
Give me one more quick.
One quick one is the shuttle from Denver to Red Rocks that started up this past weekend. So there's a couple of them. West Tracks is the free service, and that gets you from the Jefferson County Government Center all the way to Red Rocks. And then you have another one that is a paid one, the Discover Denver Tours. That's a Red Rocks shuttle, a two-hour round trip from Union Station to Red Rocks, and that's geared more towards tourists and couples who just want a quick trip to see Red Rocks before coming back to the city. But again, that one is going to cost you money, where West Tracks is the free service they're offering. And both of those just kicked off this last weekend.
Right on.
There you go. Ride the shuttle this summer. There's my high hype, Jer.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So, speaking of the three-day weekend, I was doing a lot of wholesome things with my family, and Katie came in this morning. She's like, I went to Naughty Bingo
again
and won some adult toys.
I did. We actually won this time, and I was so excited.
Ooh, what'd you get?
I love hanging out. So my friend Amy, she's like one of my besties, and it's like she's one of those people that we could just hang out the whole day, and I could hang out the whole next day with her, and the next day. She's just so much fun. So we went and stuffed our face full of dumplings and noodles, and then we went to Naughty Bingo, and that place is just so much fun because it's just like regular bingo, but they have adult themes, right? Like the bingos that you get are not just straight across or blackout. There's a little bit more involved with it. So it is so much fun, and we do it, a couple times a month. It's every Saturday, so we try and go as much as we can. But this time kind of threw a wrench in our game plan because we get to the Naughty Bingo thing, and immediately I walk in, and I see somebody that I don't care for.
Oh, no.
Right? meet like somebody who I've known for many, many, many years.
I wasn't there.
No, I love you, Jer. Come on.
I kid.
But and hate's a strong word. I don't really hate anybody, but I just like, you know, those people
you just want
you
just
them don't
to die.
Jive
you
with.
Just want
no,
them to die.
Not even that. You just don't see eye to eye with this
person. Is that
person,
what it is?
Right?
Okay.
And so you see them, you make eye contact with them, you know that they see you, and then immediately I'm like, oh, I'm an adult.
What do you do?
I know. Like, what do you do? Do I have to go say hi to them? Because it's like, clearly I know them, and they know me, and there's history. But I just, like, I was kind of caught off guard a little bit because it was also my brain trying to compute what are they doing in my place, right? Like, two words colliding.
Only I
colliding.
Can collect naughty
exactly,
toys.
Only I can
event.
Do this. So it, like, struck me off guard just a little bit, but then I started to think, I was like, if I go say hi now when everything's just going on, that means I have to say hi the whole time. You know what I mean? Then I'm just like obligated
to be friendly
to him the whole time. Whereas if I wait to just say goodbye, well, then it's just
goodbye,
you know,
and then you can run out.
Yeah, boom. Salutations, that's it. I'm out, you
so
know?
So what did you choose?
And I also thought, I was like, well, this is risky, because if he comes up and says hi to me, then I'm the bad person, right? Then he's the better person, because
he said
hi.
First, yeah.
So I was really contemplating, but I stuck to my guns. I was like, I'm not going to say hi. And then while I was leaving, I did end up saying hi. And it was awkward, because he was just like, so did you win anything? Is that something I want him to know? Like, you know?
Right, right.
I don't want to tell you.
Right,
you
I
know?
Didn't think about that.
And so it's
so
like,
what'd you win?
Yeah, exactly.
He's making eye contact with you, breathing
like
heavy.
Naughty toys at Naughty
sure,
Bingo.
Sure.
That's
walking
what you
out
win.
With the biggest bag
exactly,
there.
I know. So I was just like, so that was a little awkward in itself, but it lasted all of 10 seconds. So that was way better than I think saying hi and then having
that's
the whole time
probably the best
just
move.
Being awkward because they know I'm there, right? Yeah. But
I think I would have, I like making things awkward though. So
I know
I
you
feel
do.
Like I would have gone all in and just gone right up in the beginning.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Y'all so-and-so. Well, don't let anybody in here.
Yes, I know.
One of those, you know.
And it's funny. That is the way, like, those were the two routes I was contemplating. Am I
going to
get... I would
want to make it weird.
Yeah, am I going to make it weird? Or am I just going to yeah. ignore him until the very end? And
especially at that event.
This, I know.
Like, it's not like a, you know, a wholesome, like, wedding or a funeral. Like, I would have made it. Let's start the night off by making it weird.
Well, it's funny, because they leave, like, little party favors on the table, and I was,
like a little
thinking about just like throwing them at him.
Like, the eye?
Yeah. Just to make it fun and lighthearted, and then I'd say hi. Yeah. I'm like, maybe that's my in for this situation, but the party favors in themselves, yeah. I don't know if you want those flying at your face.
Well, you know, just that one time in college, you know. Oh, God. Over the weekend, we made our way down to beautiful Golden. Absolutely adore that little town. Man, I love Golden so damn much. We did that little Clear Creek trail that goes right along the river there. I don't even know. It goes 15 miles or something nutty. But next to the brewery and everything.
Okay.
And all the businesses and the hotel. We just went and walked around for a couple hours down there. Absolutely fantastic. The cyclists were out in numbers. Good Lord.
Yeah.
And y'all like yelling at the walkers, I'll tell you that much.
You need a left.
On your
left.
On the left. I'm on the left.
I appreciate them letting me know.
I do too. And they're little ding, 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 ding. On the left.
I mean, but sometimes you're like, how much farther can I get over for you? Like,
sir, I'm over
I
so
am
far.
In the grass.
I was in the river at one point.
That's what I'm saying.
I
like,
can't go any more yes. over. On the left. So we did that, and then we went to a little place down there for lunch. They had this burger special where you order a burger and you get any beer for $1 with the burger. And I was like, hills to the yes.
That's your kind
yes.
of special.
So I got a Coors Light, which I feel like you have to get a Coors when you're down in Golden.
You have to.
It's straight out to tap.
Yeah.
You know, so I did that. That was really nice. Now, here's the thing. While we were sitting at this restaurant, a party of probably, 20 people came in. And they took up the giant table there in the middle of the restaurant. And, you know, they're having the time of their life and yucking it up. And one woman showed up towards the end. Well, everybody was already seated, getting their drinks and everything. And they're like, little Karen, Karen's here. And about 5 or 6 people got up and ran over and hugged Karen. Now, out of those 6 people, at least 4 of them kissed Karen on the lips.
Oh, Karen gets around.
Oh.
What?
What the what? Like, yeah, and I was watching this go on. I was like, oh, well, she just kissed her on the lips. Oh, she's kissing that one. And then two guys came up. Kissed. Oh. I was like, is this a swingers party or what is going on here?
Salutation kiss or a long lingering?
It was not long and lingering, but it was like this. Here, go. Mwah.
But it was on the lips. Mwah. Oh, I don't know if I like that.
Straight on to Kieran's lips for the people. And I feel like if more had gotten up, they'd be kissing her on the lips too. What is that all about?
I don't know. I have people that, in my small town I'm from, they do that when I go back. Like, they're the lip kisser people. And I will go out of my way to give them my cheek. Like,
yeah, that's it. No, thank you.
No. Don't kiss me on the lips. Like, here's my face.
No, thank you.
That can get awkward because they can get your ear or your chin,
Yeah, but still, like,
neck kiss.
Your lip.
But,
yeah, not my face, not my lips, because that is weird.
My grandpa, may he rest, was always the lip kisser.
Yeah,
in his older years, he had old people lips, so, he'd have, like, crumbs on there, crusties or whatever, and he'd be coming at you, and he'd give you, not on me, but mostly the ladies in the family. No, Grandpa, no,
I don't want to kiss you.
No, but I don't know, maybe I'm a prude or something, but I don't go around when I'm out with a group of friends and start kissing them on the lips. I don't even kiss my kids on the lips.
That is
uncomfortable for me.
And I see parents that do it, and it's obviously normal in their family, and it's fine, but I'm with you. I never kissed her on the lips. Like, oh, so affectionate towards that child, but never on the lips. It's definitely... Here's my thought process on it, though, is I feel like it is the older crowd, right? And you get to a certain point where you're probably not getting a whole lot of action.
Maybe.
So
were they European,
everybody.
Maybe?
No, they were definitely not European. They were not. A lot of camouflage. And,
maybe there's just a certain point where you're like, everybody's going to get it.
I would say that they were probably, like, your age.
Really?
Probably.
Really?
Within that bubble. Yeah, within...
It's not the
plus
older
or minus
older generation.
You saw a swingers party.
I think it might have been what it was.
As I was sipping my Coors Light, and Nicole saw it too. And it was just one of those things where I'm sipping it, and my mouth is like on my glass, and all I kept doing was going, huh, and then by the fourth one, different.
They really like Karen.
She seemed like the life of the party. She really did.
I want to kiss her.
Man, weird.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Ooh, let's do it. Let's make up for lost time since we didn't play Fast Five yesterday. Call us right now. Get you in the studios to play the FF with JKJ. What we'll do is we'll get you on the air, we'll find out how your long weekend was, and then I'll throw a category at you and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me 5 things that have to do with that category. Give us some examples, Katie Cat.
Okay, yeah, we asked for things that could get your brain going, like 5 words that start and end with the letter T, smart stuff, like 5 types of engineers, or just out of the, 5 things in a gym bag that stink. That's what won it on Friday. That was Matt, big winner. So
underpants.
All over the place when it comes to what you asked, Jeremy.
Underpants. we have one open line, 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. Now, this week, killer prize this week with a special little bonus prize today as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a pair of tickets for you to see Alex Warren at Red Rocks. It's part of Mix 100's All Access Summer. We are starting it up big with that show to see Alex Warren. And then, because we love you so much, I believe we also have tickets to Denver's Fan Expo.
Yeah, a couple passes.
Is that what it is?
It's
so exciting. So that's a really big deal out at the convention center. And we were able to pick up a few passes for you.
Pauly Shore's going to be there. And Dolph Lundgren.
So many really famous people rolling through Denver this weekend.
Oh,
and most
so excited.
Of them
we're going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to be there too. So most of them are coming for the Fan Expo. So this is a heck of a prize today.
Hell of a prize today, you guys. So try to call in and play 303-691-1649 for Fast Five. Is it Eliana?
Elena.
It is. Hey, Elena. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing right now? How was your weekend?
My weekend was awesome. I'm dropping my kid off at school.
All right. What's the kid's name? Give him a shout out.
Kinsley.
Hey, Kinsley.
Cute. Can you turn down your radio for us? We're getting a little bit of feedback.
Yes.
You're the best.
There we go.
Yes.
Okay.
So do you work?
I do.
Well, what do you do?
I am a title administrator for a car dealership.
Oh, I thought so.
You sound like Zach. Yeah. That's what I was picking up, too.
I was like, she yeah. is into titles. Yeah. I guarantee you that.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Well, thank you for doing that very hard work. You want to give your dealership a shout out?
Centennial Leasing and Sales.
There you go. Make sure you put Mix 100 on there when you get to the office.
On you, all
I
the cars.
Will.
Yeah, you got to okay. go out on the lot and change every car.
That that's number funny. One
that's
preset.
That's a lot of work.
That's funny. All right, Elena, no cheating and no help, okay?
Okay.
You
want to give your dealership
a shout-out? Yeah, why don't you turn that radio down, too?
Sorry, my daughter turned it up.
She's like, I want to hear.
Tell her she's grounded. All right.
Okay.
10 seconds. Give me 5 movies starring the delightful Kate Winslet. Go.
Oh, no. Titanic.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Kate Winslet. I am not. I'm going to bomb because I don't know.
Ah. Two of my favorites, Eternal Sunshine and The Holiday. Two oh, yeah. solid Kate Winslet movies. And,
Romeo and Juliet
oh,
back
and
in
many
the day.
More. Oh,
yes.
My God.
So many.
Hey, we appreciate
so
you.
So many.
We appreciate you having us on. Have a super dupes day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Bridget.
Hello.
Hello, Bridget. You had friends over for a slumber party?
What?
Yep, adult kid. Partied till 1:30. The kids didn't, obviously. They partied in their own way, but you know.
But the adults had fun, huh?
We sure did. It was a good time. Paid for it the rest of the other 2 days.
Mommy got her drink on, huh?
I guess you could say that.
That is so fun, though. The adults and That's the cute. Kids got a sleepover?
Kind of fun.
It was so fun. Oh, and the dogs. We have two golden doodles.
Oh, why not? Yeah.
Everybody gets to party.
What?
Everybody had a friend.
What kind of cocktails were you drinking?
We drank tequila, soda, margaritas, straight tequila, mostly tequila.
Good
what
God.
What weren't they drinking? That's a question.
No wonder you felt like fun. Arse the next yeah. day.
We don't mess around.
I guess. Well, that sounds like a heck of a night. Do you guys have a pillow fight or anything?
No, we didn't have a pillow fight. I had to remember. No,
yeah, you're like,
no pillow fighting. Yeah.
All right, lame. All right. What do I have for you? What do I have? Okay, so male or female? No help, no cheating. Male or female? No, hold on. I got to give you the rest of the question. You can do male or female. Oh. But I need 5 famous people named Alex. Go.
Alex Trebek.
Yep.
Alex. Oh, Alex. Alex. Alex Avery. Alex.
Who's the little hottie?
Oh,
I like?
Alex Earl.
Alex
That's
Earl.
Who, yeah.
Alex Warren.
Alex Warren. Dirt. Oh, we're giving away those tickets. That's right. Oh,
and many more. I would have even accepted Alexander the Great. Why not?
Oh.
I was too nervous. It's my first time. I'll be better next time.
Well, that's okay. It was awfully nice of you to call in, though, and be brave. I hope you had fun.
Yes, and I'm dropping my daughter off. I want to give her a shout-out real
Absolutely.
Quick. In the car. Kennedy!
Hi, Kennedy!
Yay! Hi.
Hey, kiddo.
Hi.
Go enjoy your last few days of school.
Yay.
Have fun. Bridget, thank you very much for having us on. Have a super dupes day.
Thank you. You guys too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, she was sweet. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Hello, Julie.
There she is. What's up, Julie?
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, ma'am. You had a family barbecue this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Lots of fun with the aunts and uncles.
Oh, wow. Well, what was the best food that you had at the barbecue?
Oh, probably the ribs. The ribs are always so good.
Not mad at that.
Yummy.
Love me some ribs.
Nice and smoked right on the barbecue.
Oh, like, yeah.
Stop it. You're turning me on. All right, Julie. That's awkward for everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Julie, what do I have for you? Okay, no help, no cheating. You don't have anybody in the car with you, do you?
No, just me.
Okay. 10 seconds. I need 5 famous bridges. Go.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I have no idea. Not even a yes.
Nothing,
oh, no.
huh?
Not,
not
even
one.
The one that's
Nothing.
Fallen down.
Nothing.
Not even that one.
Oh,
I'm going to hold on to that one because there's a buttload of bridges. That people know. Yeah, you ever been to San Francisco?
I know.
All right, Julie.
I just couldn't think of the name.
You're cute. Well, have a great day, and thanks for trying.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
There are so many bridges.
There's a lot of bridges so once you start thinking about it. Hey, you know, learn them. I might ask it again. Mallory. Hello, Mallory.
Good morning.
Mallory Bobalery. What'd you do this weekend?
I hosted the cheer station for my company at the Boulder Boulder, and nobody showed up.
No. What? What?
Yeah, it was pretty fun, but we had a lot of fun. I had a lot of churro donut holes and cookies. I have a little bit of my voice left screaming and lemonade shooters.
All right. Yeah, I was going to say, you do sound like a little horse or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But well, nobody came by and nobody came by and got your stuff?
Well, one person showed up, but it was at the very end. But they were very, very helpful, and they helped me lug everything back to my car.
Well, that's a bummer.
So people didn't show up to help you cheer, but you had people stop by your booth to get your lemonade shots and stuff.
Oh,
okay.
Gotcha.
We ran out of food the first, like, 30 minutes.
Gotcha. Okay, so people did stop by just for your loot, and then they didn't help you.
But
gotcha.
The cheering, you had to do the cheering all by yourself. That's why you lost your voice.
But it was so much fun, and the workers actually came over, and we had bubble guns, and they came and cheered with me.
Oh, that's
sweet. That's fun.
Okay, so all's well that ends well.
Did
Mallory?
Did you have a specific cheer, or were you just screaming nonsense?
Oh, no. We were cheering. We were playing, like, the cha-cha slide. We were playing, like, all kinds of, like, songs. I had a banger playlist. It was absolutely amazing, and a lot of people had fun. So
that's good.
Hey, mission accomplished, Mallory. Yeah.
I feel like we could hang out, Mallory. You sound like a fun person in general.
You seem like the hype squad.
Oh, yes. I try.
Yeah. You just ooze fun, I think.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. If you're gonna ooze anything, it might
fun is it? Right.
Fun's the one.
That's
you
what you
ooze.
Want.
All right.
All right. I got a TV show. I need 5 characters from it. Are you ready?
Yes.
5 characters from the very well-known Saved by the Bell. Go.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh. I know Samuel.
Samuel.
Kelly. Lisa.
Samuel Screech. That's his proper name. Like, I can't. That was a deep pull.
Uh-huh. Did you just Google it? I think you just Googled it.
No.
Liar. No cheating. There's no cheating in Fast 5. Well, you got 2, maybe 3, I think. Samuel was Screech, I think.
Samuel Screech, yeah.
You got 3, even though you're
Samuel
a cheater.
Samuel Powers.
Mallory, thank you. Have a super dupes day, you cheater.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. See, don't cheat. Hi, Parker.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. How was your weekend?
It was good.
Say it again. Your phone cut out. Parker. Oh, we lost Parker.
Oh, no.
Okay. Parker, call back. David.
Oh,
now we're having issues with David.
Hello, David. David.
There he is. Hi, David.
Hey, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. How are you?
Doing good, thanks.
Good. Are you ready to play Fast 5? I just want to dive into it.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go, David.
David, 10 seconds. Give me 5 famous bridges. Go.
Oh, God. London Bridge, Golden Gate Bridge, Brooklyn Bridge, Bridge over the River Kwai.
You got 4.
Oh, man.
Rough.
Yeah.
Did you say the bell. I would have nailed that one.
Did you say Tower Bridge? I don't think you said Tower Bridge.
I did say Tower Bridge.
Oh, did you? Okay.
And London Bridge.
Yeah, there's a couple more biggies that you're missing, but darn it, you got 4 then, David.
Man.
It's all right.
All right, buddy. Well, have a great week, my friend. Thanks for calling.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Whoa, we got a hot Angela on the line.
Hey there.
Hey, hot Angela.
How you guys doing this morning?
Well, we're super dupes. Are you doing good? Feel like you got a lot of energy?
Yeah.
You know, I'm running on adrenaline right now. I've been moving and unpacking, and, you know, it's that exciting feeling.
Mm-hmm. That is fun.
So, yeah.
Good
yeah.
for you.
I mean, fun's a different word for it, but...
getting into a new place is fun. All right, let's do some Fast 5 in 10 seconds.
All right.
Hot Angela, 10 seconds. Give me 5 characters from Saved by the Bell. Go.
Zach, Kelly, Jesse, AC Slater, Screech, Mr. Belding, Tori. Oh, I don't remember the teacher, the girl teacher's name.
Mr. Belding. Nice pull.
Oh, I know,
Mr. Belding.
I think you only missed Lisa Turtle, but you still got plenty.
Remember the
you
caffeine plenty. Pills episode? Oh, man.
Miss Bliss. That was the name of the
Miss
teacher.
Bliss,
Miss Bliss.
The teacher, yeah. Yes.
Hot Angela.
Yeah, you did it.
Hot Angela, I need you to do something for me.
Jeremy, play the Winnie Wynn song. Or sound.
Yay!
Woo
poop is right. Angela for the W. Well, congratulations. You win.
Thank you, guys.
Epic prize pack today. We're going to send you off to go see Alex Warren at Red Rocks and some fan expo tickets for this weekend. You scored, girlfriend.
Yay!
You scored. Maybe we'll bump
Thank
into
you.
We're going to be down at Fan Expo on Saturday, so maybe we'll see you.
I will come find you.
All right, right on. Angela, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back and tell you how you can get your hands on all that loot, all right?
All right, thank you.
Thank you,
Bye,
Angela.
Bye.
Bye. That's how it's done. That is how we play Fast Five, and good news, we'll play it again tomorrow morning, 7:30, every morning, with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Here at Mix.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Here's what Tessa had to say. A few months ago, my best friend and I decided to get matching tattoos together as kind of a friendship loyalty thing. Honestly, it was mostly her idea in the beginning, and she kept talking about how cool it would be to have something permanent that symbolized our friendship forever. The plan was that I'd get half of a butterfly tattooed on the side of my hand, and she would get the other half on her hand, so Aww. When we put our hands together, it would make one butterfly.
Aww.
Oh, that's not tacky at all. That's beautiful.
Sweet.
Oh, that's so magical,
that's the
isn't
thing
it?
To do.
Very that white girl right there.
Something that people would do. We went together to the tattoo shop. I went first, but while they were tattooing me, she started getting really anxious and queasy. She said that she felt sick and that she might pass out. And that she didn't think she could do it that day,
oh,
her tattoo.
No.
I understood, and I told her that we could always come back at another time. Well, now it's been 3 months, you guys.
Oh.
Not only has she still not gotten the tattoo, but now she avoids talking about it completely, and I'm getting more irritated because this tattoo is right on my hand, and I can't hide it.
Right?
It's embarrassing having to explain. What makes me even more upset is that she's the one who originally pushed this whole idea. I probably would have never gotten a hand tattoo in the first place if we weren't just doing it together.
Oh.
She said, I've talked to my friends. They're split. Some say nobody should ever feel pressured into getting a tattoo they don't want and to let it go. Others think if she changed her mind, at least she owes me an honest conversation. So now I need to know. Am I wrong for being upset that she backed out, or do I need to accept that she changed her mind and move on? She put, or, in all caps, how do I make her go get her damn friendship tat?
Right?
Would love Hold your thoughts. Down. That's from Tessa. If you want to sound off about this, oh, Lord, I wish you would.
I know.
This is good, you
Whoa.
Guys. 303-691-1649. Tessa and her bestie. Should we give her bestie a name?
Yeah.
Janessa? I don't know.
Tessa sure. and Janessa.
Tessa and Janessa, you guys. Tessa went in, got half the butterfly on her hand. Janessa got sick and anxious and said, I can't do it now. And now it's been 3 months, and there's no friendship tattoo, which is
I mean,
really classy arse tattoo, isn't it?
It is.
That's a classy
well,
tat.
Well, they can fly away together.
Yay! We would love to hear from you guys. Sound off for Show Wants to Know. What should Tessa do about this? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Katie, why do I feel like this is something you would have done in North Dakota with
oh
a friend?
Oh, my goodness.
Just
like,
a hunch.
I have a friendship tattoo. Like, I do.
Thank you.
I do. It's the frog instead of the monkeys, but it's see no, speak no, hear no evil. But
and
we
it's
got frogs. We got frogs.
Did you
instead.
Do it with two other friends?
Yes,
then?
I
Which
did.
Which one's yours?
So mine is the speak no evil, ironically enough,
Ironic.
And I talk for a living. But yeah, so I've done the friendship tattoo. Thankfully, they did theirs.
Where's the frog?
It's on my ankle.
Is it? How have I never seen this?
Yet.
Put your foot up there. Get that size 12 up there and let me take a look at that.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, see? See? It's a little
That's a
frog,
huh?
It's a frog.
It's a frog.
It looks like a it looks like a lily pad, honestly.
It does not. Stop it. It looks just like a cartoon frog.
Different.
But yeah, I've been there. I've done it. So this is interesting to me.
Well, at least you didn't back out, but yeah. Tessa's friend Janessa did. Tessa was going to go with her best friend to get matching tattoos, and it was the best friend's idea. We're calling her Janessa. So Tessa and Janessa were going to go to the tattoo shop and get butterflies, a half a butterfly on one hand and a half a butterfly on the other hand for the friend. And then when they put them together, oh my God, it's the whole butterfly.
Oh, we're going to fly away.
Yay. Sounds kind of tacky, but
friendship tattoos are a thing.
It's, I don't want to. There's probably a lot of people out there like that. But
yes, I got a friendship tattoo.
It's a little tacky.
Josh has a friendship tattoo.
Yeah.
Well, at least you guys followed through with it.
We did. Yes.
Janessa did not. So what should Tessa do about this? 303-691-1649. I will say we had a few people on the line. But we answered a few off the air, too, and they had potty mouths, so we can't put that on the air.
Yeah.
So if you are clean-spoken, 303-691-1649, I did not want to take the risk with those. But hi, Pam. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, top of the morning to you. What do you think Tessa should do about this tacky tattoo?
I think, first of all, I think she should just get it removed and be mad at the friend.
Okay.
Well, who's paying for that, though? Like, to go to get it removed now?
Oh, I don't know. It just, I think hand tattoos are kind of,
easy.
You have to explain them all the time. So I just think she can be mad at the friend and just, I'd say get the darn thing removed. That's my opinion.
Most of the people I'm seeing on the text line are saying that the friend is essentially just maybe ghosting her in general now. It's not about the tattoo anymore. Your friend is just slowly backing away from you, period. So I don't know if there's been a reconsideration on the friend side, if she wants to be friends with Tessa. The whole thing's a little weird. The whole thing's a terrible idea to begin with.
Well, I mean, again, if you're following through, it's not so bad because that's something that you can have for the rest of your friendship together, you know? I know a lot of friends who stayed friends and they have their tattoos, you know?
Are they all in prison now?
No, stop it. it is not completely uncommon thing to do is what I mean. You know?
A lot of people are saying if she talked you into it, then yeah, she kind of owes you. And then a lot of people are saying at this point, just go in and finish the butterfly another way and move on with your life.
Yeah.
I don't know how they would do that. How would they do that, Pam? Put the other half on the palm side?
Or
maybe?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
What if Tessa just gets the other half on her back of her hand and then she's got the whole butterfly and then she can just
do
get
this
it
with
going.
Her hands?
Exactly.
I'm a butterfly.
She can just get it going by herself. She doesn't need nobody to do it, right?
Like, random tattoo.
That looks tacky and ridiculous when you're doing that.
What do you mean? It's my metamorphosis moment. I'm going. I'm flying into the sky.
You get metamorphosis put on your back, like across your shoulder blade.
But it's spelled wrong.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
Be perfect.
Good morning. Thank you, Pam. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
It's Vanessa.
Hi, hey, Vanessa. What do you think Tessa should do, Vanessa?
I'm Vanessa.
I know.
So here, I just popped in my mind. Do you remember? I might be dating myself, but remember, this sounds like a case for Judge Wapner in the People's Court.
Dun dun dun.
Judge Wapner.
Dun dun dun.
Yes.
Yeah, she's like how? How? Why?
Just kidding.
No, it does actually. Like you know, she's like, I could sue you because of this. Maybe
the plaintiff coming in.
Dun dun dun. So no, but really, what should Tessa do about this, Vanessa?
She can't, well, here's the deal, right? Obviously, she can't do anything, right? Unless this girl steps up and does the right thing and offers to, like, at least pay for it. What can you do? She's up a creek.
Yeah. She's up a creek, huh? She can get a little creek tattooed on her other hand.
Yeah. Or maybe like a rowboat or something where the butterfly lands on the rowboat.
Oh, that's perfect. You would only need half a butterfly for that. See, that's...
Right, right.
Thinking outside the box here.
Very
like
funny.
That.
All right. Well, thank you for your call. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think the logical explanation on this, in multiple messages coming in, they said just get the other half of the butterfly on your other hand.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
so then you can lock them together. Metamorphosis.com. That's, I think, going to be your logical explanation for this, Tessa, is give your friend the boot And then just get it on your other hand, I think.
Well, and I think maybe your next tattoo, you get it in a place where you can hide it, right?
Have Janessa go first.
Yeah, you have Janessa go first or whatever friend you decide to get it with.
Next time, butt crack tattoos. That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
General Mills is bringing back the Saved by the Bell characters from the halls of Bayside to the cereal aisle, you guys. What they're doing is they're going to throw Zach and Kelly Kapowski and A.C. Slater and the rest of the team
on
the front.
Jesse Spano, Lisa Turtle.
Yeah, you name them all. Where's Mr. Belding at?
Exactly, Miss Bliss.
They're putting them on the fronts of some of their cereal boxes to kind of pimp the 30 years of box tops for education, where you can collect the box tops from the cereal boxes, send them into General Mills, and then they send money out to schools, which is really neat.
Yes.
Over the past 30 years, they've raised nearly $1 billion for school. And to kind of get everybody fired up about it, I mean, they're going to... they're going to Bayside, one of the most famous schools ever, to help promote this box tops for education. So I'm excited about this.
I am too. And I know they hit the next generation too, because they got us in the 90s and then the reruns were on forever. So even Baby Nana and her generation, they know Saved by the Bell.
Sure.
They know all the episodes. They know when they went to college and all the spinoffs, remember?
The horrible college.
The Tory years.
Oh, the Tory years.
You remember the Tory season of Saved by the Bell?
Yes. Remember when Zach and AC fought?
Oh, I was devastated.
When Screech started the porn career?
Okay.
Oh.
That was a different,
that was a different episode.
That was Saved by the Bell After Hours.
Jesse Spano also went. Remember, she did,
she did Showgirls.
Elizabeth Berkley. So there's a few characters on there that went the adult
Well, this just
route.
Took a direction.
I know. But those box tops, though.
Box tops for education. 30 years. Buy some cereal today. I got one more story. I love the headline of this because it makes me want to make a rap song. It says, no more janky wheel.
What's
when you're referring to your shopping carts. You know you always got the one janky wheel?
Sound like a stanky leg.
I want to make a rap song called Janky Wheel.
Janky Wheel.
Got my janky wheel. I got my janky
you're
wheel.
You're right, though, when it shakes. Oh, there
janky
we go.
Janky wheel. Got that janky wheel.
It don't fly smooth.
Got
it's
the janky.
Janky
wheel. Yeah. Three wheels are fine, but that fourth one is janky. The janky wheel. Got that janky
Getting
wheel.
Things around the corner.
It's going on. Too much at Target. Janky wheel. Yes, I got to make a song. It's called Janky Wheel. Anyway, Target's getting new carts, guys. They are called the Series 3 APC models. Duh. They're going to be smoother than the ones they already have. I don't even know how that's possible because they're pretty smooth now.
I know. Target shopping carts are it.
Ergonomic handles, deeper, more comfortable, and secure child seats. I would try that out. Actually, Josh's pocket size. We could put you in the child seat.
I gotcha.
increased basket space for bulk goods, larger cup holders, and a new modern design. So I'm kind of excited for the new Target carts. They're coming later this year.
Oh, and you can look forward to that.
More money than you need to when you check them out.
Yeah, like I need to spend more time at Target. That's
skip
like...
that janky wheel, though. Janky wheel. Janky wheel. What's going on locally?
Okay. Let's talk about this news that just dropped, actually, within the last like hour and a half, that DIA, they're going to build pedestrian walkways between the concourses for the first time ever. So, you know, we have the moving walkways. Oh. So, you know, where it like brings you from A to B and it's...
You feel like you're walking at super speed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but this is between, like, so it's going to be the moving or the walkways in between concourses A to B, B to C. So it's not just like within the concourses. You know what I mean? What we have already, mm-hmm. like when you get to concourse A, they have the moving walkways that bring you all the way through to the different gates. Now it's something that's going to connect all the concourses. So I believe they're going to, you know, give you another way to get through it without the train.
That's good.
Love that.
Because
come
on.
How many times do we hear about stories about that train? So
nonstop, honestly,
just all the time.
I wish they had like right at drop off a walkway you could get on, and it would just slide you to the desk. You check in, and another one that slides you down to your
like
gate.
Like the Jetsons.
Then one that slides you to the Cinnabon.
Yes.
And then it slides you to your seat to wait. How do we make that happen?
Oh, and then you could have a theme song. Here's Jeremy Padgett.
No.
Just
we only
song
get
per...
one
okay.
fun song.
Scratch that.
Per
then.
Hype.
My
and
bad.
Janky Wheel was already taken.
I didn't realize.
So
this
if
is
you
a
could
one
just
hit wonder
slow
kind of
your
show.
Roll.
Okay. You got it. Anyway, that is just breaking this morning.
Kind of irritated.
So I'm
now.
Sure we'll get more news about the concourses.
Tried to sneak in a second
song. I made you were in it. Like it was matter. You. It was about you. You still don't like it, huh? Not a fan. All right. Well, this next story does not have a song.
Give it to
I
me
can
quick.
Promise you that. We've got, how about the 250 best places to live? Because Colorado, we got a few in the ranking. Number 87, Parker. Number 107, Centennial. And number 133, Castle Rock. What up, though?
Okay, let's go.
No
you
songs.
Make a song about
no
Castle
songs,
Rock?
No songs. That's it. That's it. And go.
And
there's
that's all you
high
get.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown? This is Katie Crush.
It is indeed that time, and Virginia made it through. Meet Virginia. Hi, Virginia.
Hi.
Good morning. Do you get that meet Virginia a lot?
All the time.
I bet. I bet. Well, it's a solid song. So,
it is definitely one of my favorites.
Good.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Virginia?
I'm the oldest of five and an auntie. And I know. No kids for me, though.
That's okay.
That auntie energy. That's all it takes, right?
That's
yes.
Right. Give the kids gifts and then leave and go live your life.
Exactly. And I love to travel, so.
Good for you. Do you work?
Yes, I do.
What do you do?
I'm a dispatcher.
Oh, right on. Well, thank you for doing that. You're calm under pressure.
Yes, absolutely.
Good. Well, this is the game for you then. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins, but ties go to Katie, unfortunately, because she made up the rules and she's a diva.
You know.
That's how that works. Katie, nice you got anything diva. You want to say to Virginia?
I just realized, Virginia, we both talk for a living, so let's see who can bring it, huh?
All right.
Okay.
Let's try it.
Good all luck, right. Girl.
Virginia, tell Katie to leave the studio.
Get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here, Katie. All right, so she's going to go in a little room where she can't hear anything, okay? I come up with the questions so there's no cheating, and then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring little Katie Cat back in the studio. And she is in that room. Let's do it, okay?
All right.
Here's your first question for the crush. What toilet paper brand has bears as their mascot?
Oh, goodness. I watch this commercial all the time.
Uh-oh. What's the brand? Quick.
I don't know. Goodness gracious.
Would you like me to put down goodness gracious?
Yes.
All right. Goodness.
It could be a brand.
Gracious.
It could be.
Wipe your butt with a little goodness gracious.
That doesn't sound too bad.
All right. Here is your second question. I need to know, how many problems does Jay-Z have?
99.
Third question. What is Elsa's little sister's name in Frozen?
You know, all the nieces and nephews I have, and I can't remember.
Would you like me to put down goodness gracious?
No, I'm going to say Anna.
All right. Fourth question. Who was DJ Tanner's best friend in the TV show Full House? No cheating. Just give me an answer.
Oh, she's a quirky, weird girl. DJ Tanner's. Oh, no, that's her. DJ Tanner.
I was like, oh.
All right, you got 3 seconds.
Wait,
three.
I don't know.
Two, one. You going to pass? Pass.
Pass.
All right, fifth and final question. What's the name of the hand in the Addams Family? Just the hand that runs around.
You know, I'm just now getting off of work, so it's my bedtime, and I cannot remember anything. Here I thought I knew all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to say goodness gracious?
I would like to say hand.
Hand. Mr. Hand. All right, Katie, get in here. I'm waving her in. Here she comes. Hi.
I'm back. Hi.
Let me turn your mic up.
Okay, hi.
All right, hi. Hi. You ready to bring it?
I'm ready.
Let me write down really quick how many Virginia got. Okay, Let's do it. Same five questions. Katie, what toilet paper brand has bears as their mascot?
It's the Charmin Bears, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Charmin.
Oh, Charmin. You said goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah. The GG brand. I know that.
GG on the booty. Yeah. Katie, how many problems does Jay-Z have?
99.
She better get this one.
Everybody knows this
if
one.
If I don't get this one.
What'd you say?
99.
If you, yeah, I was going to say, if you don't get this, Katie, you're fired.
Yeah, Virginia automatically wins the prize. Yeah, right? But you know what? She also said 99. She's got 99 fun. Problems. All right, third question for the crush. What is Elsa's little sister's name in Frozen?
Oh, I don't. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, man. Why do I... All I think of is John Travolta saying the wrong name at the Oscars. You remember?
Oh,
Adina
yes.
Adina
yeah, Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem. I'm going with Adele Dazeem, Jer. I don't remember what is the name.
Virginia got it right. It was Anna.
Ah,
Anna, Anna, Anna.
Anna and Elsa. Yeah.
That's right.
All right, here's your fourth question for the crush. Who was DJ Tanner's best friend in the TV show Full House?
I know that one. It is Kimmy Gibbler.
The Gibbler.
Kimmy.
Hey, Kimmy. Yeah. You said DJ Pass or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Fifth and final question. What is the name of the hand in the Addams Family? Just that little hand that runs around.
Oh, It? Is that one it? Or something like it? It? That? There? What is it?
It is the long-haired guy.
Oh.
Well, don't give her any... You,
I know she's helping me.
Don't help her.
Thank you.
No,
you
said it.
Oh. No, it's something like that, though, right? Like
Virginia just said hand.
Oh.
It is... Thing.
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 Oh, my God.
That thing over there. That's yes. what I meant.
Yay.
Goodness gracious.
Dang it.
Well, I'm looking at the math here. It looks like Katie got 3. Virginia, you got 2.
Oh.
You've been crushed.
Man.
I did.
You totally
I bombed
did.
It.
You didn't hear because you were in the other room, Katie. She's like, I worked late. I'm just getting off.
You were so fun, though. You brought the fun, Virginia. So, yeah.
You're super sweet. Virginia, you didn't win today. However, yes, you were delightful and charming, and you were brave to be on the air with us. So thank you for calling in this morning.
I've always wanted to call in, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it today.
Yes. You call back anytime, girl.
You will remember Thing, though, for the rest of your life.
You
now.
Will. I will as well.
I will.
You will.
I will.
Yeah.
Virginia, have a great day. Thanks for having some fun with us.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye, Virginia. Oh, she's sweet.
Katie did it again, and she'll try again tomorrow morning in the 9 o'clock hour here at Mix 100.